Being an expert doesn't mean you automatically have an audience, especially with so much noise in the digital marketing space. You need to break through the noise and establish your message as a rising thought leader in your industry. John Cook has worked with over 1,100 coaches and consultants and 800 speakers to make their messages remarkably clear and compelling to the right audience. And today, he wants to help you. If you want greater clarity and even better results with your message, visit workwithjohncook.com. Here's John.
So what do you do as a coach when you try to connect with an ideal prospect or even a current client and you say, I don't know where to take them next? I've worked with over 1,100 different coaches and consultants over the last 4 years, and the constant theme I keep hearing is going, I know I get great prospects and I know I can get them results, but I don't know where to take them next. Or they're coming to me and they're saying, like, do you have a plan? Do you have a process? What does that look like? One of the most valuable investments you can make as any type of coach is saying, here's my proprietary process, or my framework, as some people call it, and here's I can walk you through with these key steps along the way so you know here's what to expect and here's where we're going next. So if we haven't met yet, my name is John Cook. I'm the founder of Keynote Content, and I'm so excited to be able to share with you what I've learned working with that many coaches and consultants, help them craft their proprietary processes, their frameworks, and saying, sharing that with the right audiences. The first thing I want you to think about when it comes to creating your new proprietary process, or kind of giving your, if you have an existing one, giving it a bit of a facelift, is saying, what is your minimum viable pathway, your MVP? If a new prospect or an existing coaching client is talking with you and saying, I need to know we finished this step with this program or this consultation or this series of coaching sessions, where do we go next? Or what do these sessions actually lead us toward with this step in your process? And so I like to think about, instead of saying like, hey, here's 10, 12 different steps you can take a coaching client, saying, what is that 3 to 5 step process? I know for every coaching client that comes in, we're going to start with one, whatever this first step is, and then the 2, 3, 4, and maybe 5. I say no more than 5 steps because you want to keep it simple. Again, simple and memorable is the way you want to go, so they know. I like to think about like the mall kiosks back when people used to go to malls. You'd have that gold star that shows you are here right there at the kiosk. But then it shows you here's the destinations you can go. And sometimes it would map out here is the best pathway for you to take with dotted lines or solid lines, whatever it might be, to where you want to go. In that same type of way, saying, show them the, hey, here's our starting point, but then here's our end point as step 4, step 5, whatever it might be, or maybe even step 3. Maybe you only have 3 steps, but I know if we're coming in, we're always going to start with one, or find out where you're at with one, and then with each step of the way, here's where we're going to land. And 5 isn't necessarily, or that last step isn't necessarily like, hey, here's the end of the process, this is as far as I can take you as a coach. But what it does is it says, here's where some type of defined end success or achievement looks like. To say, if we're going to start for here with one, what does the end goal or the end achievement look like with that last step in the proprietary process? So start with that, the minimum viable pathway. But then I want to focus on objective to outcome. Each step along the way, with each part of your proprietary process, is going, what is the objective? What's the purpose for each one of those steps? And from that step, it goes, okay, if I know that this is going to be mapping, or this is going to be research, or this is going to be kind of get to know you time, or just kind of like the state of the union, you could call your first step is essentially whatever it's saying, like, where are we and where have we been, is that first step. But then it says, okay, that's the objective. We want to find out where we are and where we've been, but also the outcome is saying, and we start to know what direction do we need to look into next. And that's just an example of your first one. The third one might be like planning or strategizing or implementing, whatever it might be. Okay, the objective is to implement the plan we put together in steps 1 or step 2. But then the outcome is knowing that your plan is starting to work for you. So whatever that objective is, make sure that you can have a defined, measurable, referable outcome that you can keep looking back to and say, did we reach our objective? Is this a key metric or a KPI, key performance indicator, as you might know, that can say, yes, we achieved our objective inside this third step or fourth step or whatever might be in your process. To think of objective to outcome. And so that anybody looking at this can pick up your proprietary process and say, okay, I see these 3, 4, or 5 steps, or it might be. And I also see inside the description or inside kind of the bullet points, it defines what that objective is and also says, here's how we'll know that this was successful, or here's how we know where we didn't meet the mark. Anybody needs to be able to pick that up. Coaching prospect, current client, colleague, competitor, if those exist, and say, wow, I see how you can benchmark your way through this process with your coaching clients or your prospects. So once you have it there, no matter what you call a big, big trap I've seen hundreds and hundreds of coaches fall into is going, I don't know, I love this term for my proprietary process, but it doesn't really tell me what it is. It's a clever sounding name, but it's not a clear sounding name. And I will tell you again and again and again, clear beats clever all day, every day, any day. Clear beats clever. I know it's cute to want to be able to get alliterations like, oh, this is the SMART framework. Okay, but if it's not clear because you wanted to find a word that just started with M, but the M didn't really line up with what is clearly the value and the objective and outcome of your second step, maybe SMART is not the name for their method. Don't try to force fit it. I would rather it's saying, okay, if it happens to work, great, but don't really focus on that too much. Saying, okay, that simple is it saying, okay, all four or five of these steps, they don't necessarily create an alliteration, they don't necessarily create an acronym, and that's okay. Because I know anybody looking at this saying, I see you have a plan, and what you can do is saying you don't necessarily have to name your proprietary process after the alliterations. And like, hey, this is the 5S framework, or hey, this is the 3M this, or this is this SMART framework. You don't have to do that. If it happens to work out that way, great, that's awesome. Makes it a little bit more memorable. But focus on, if you look at the third part here is simple, but also memorable. The memorable side of things goes, okay, I like to create a message or create a proprietary process that has a great name that's tied to the ultimate objective. Like for me, our proprietary process with Keynote Content is the expert message method. What it does is it doesn't give some type of finality where it's like, hey, this is the expert message pinnacle or summit, or it's almost like you've arrived, but it's a constant idea. This is the method about how we get your message out there as an expert in your industry. Very clear. It's not necessarily designed to be clever or alliterative or anything like that. Now, granted, the three parts in our proprietary process is manifesto, market, message. And I intentionally have, so those three are very simple, but it really what it does is instead of giving us as much as a framework or a step-by-step, that does give us step-by-step. We start with manifesto. What matters to you? What matters to your audience? And why is it important? What is it worth getting out of bed for? Hopping on that plane, getting on that phone conversation, getting inside that sales meeting? What fires you up, and then how do we articulate that to the people around you? Then we go to the second part of our framework, which is market. Who are the people that you really want to serve that you can't stop thinking about, that can't stop wondering what are they thinking and feeling and asking and doing and experiencing that I can help them have a better experience tomorrow because of what we can do today? And then the third part is the message. Saying, how do you take what you want to talk about and package it in a way through content, through podcasts, YouTube, through any type of blog, social media, whatever it might be, speaking on different stages at different events. Those are three areas that we can really play in with our proprietary process, but it also gives our clients and our prospects an idea of here's where we're going next. That's just an example that's just using ours, but it's simple, it's memorable. So three M's, manifesto, market, message. Easy to remember, right on the back of the napkin. I like to say, if you can write it on the back of a napkin, does it pass the napkin test? The napkin test lets you know, hey, if I can scribble this on the back of a cocktail napkin and be able to push this across somebody saying like, hey, here's our process, and write it out with pen, a small little cocktail napkin, then it is memorable. It's easy to communicate. And the simplicity means that you also aren't looking for necessarily the most complex language. You might say, well, why is that the case? I've worked with so many different people who are amazingly brilliant, smarter than me people, multiple PhDs. They have more letters, I call it the alphabet soup behind their name, than I will ever have, and that's okay. But there, many of them are caught in the, I feel like I have to come up with this super clever, this long sounding, and how they even talk about the proprietary process is a tripping point for them, because it's going, you don't have to use complex language. Saying simple is faster for knowledge transfer. The simpler you can explain something without dumbing it down too much, the faster that knowledge, that concept will transfer to the ideal prospect, so they can go from, huh, I don't know, questioning, like side tilt, confused look, to the nodding the head while you're talking, saying, yes, that's what I'm looking for. How do we work together? That's that concept. So again, does it pass a napkin test? Simple and memorable. And really, the concept I like to go for is clear beats clever. And give yourself some grace, because as you put together your proprietary process, you're going to wonder, okay, I put this together, I like it, I don't necessarily love it, but I need to get it out into the world. Once you get it in front of your ideal prospects and they can understand, they can engage with that, they can ask questions like, oh, you called it the SMART method, but it really sounds like the power method. And just using it as, you know, two examples, just kind of random examples there. But their feedback allows you to be able to say, how do I adjust my proprietary process, continue to give different iterations of it, and you can continue to refine it over time, and nobody else owns it except you. So this process, looking at what's your pathway, what is the purpose for each step in that proprietary process, and how do you and your prospect and your client know together, both of us can identify, here's how we know that part of the process was a success. How do we define that success? How do we measure, track, and compare it compared to expectations? But then thinking about simple, memorable, think of the big name. I like using terms like method, process, framework, pathway, the plan, whatever you put that term to it, saying that title or that term for your proprietary process, have it be tied to the ultimate objective or outcome. Saying out of all these stacked together, their individual outcomes together leads to this greater final outcome, and that can be the name of your proprietary process. So if you love what I shared today, go ahead and like, subscribe, share this with a friend, a colleague, somebody you know, saying like, hey, I know they're struggling with proprietary process, and that might even be your case as well. You might say, John, I've had my coaching business for a while, or I'm just getting started as coaching. I don't even know what to do or even to talk about my proprietary process. You can go to workwithjohncook.com, fill out the form, we'll hop on a call, we'll talk about your coaching business, talk about your target market, talk about the way to talk about your process, so that you know how to clearly communicate, here's the value of each step and why it matters for your current clients, for your future clients. And if you have any questions, whatnot, go ahead and reach out, workwithjohncook.com. Connect with you next time. Take care.
Thanks for listening to this episode. Interested in discovering how you can work with John to make your message more compelling? Head on over to workwithjohncook.com and apply today.